Exposure to environmental microbes has been shown to have both negative and positive health impacts, especially relating to children's immune maturation during early development. Many preschool-age children spend 7 to 10 hours per day in childcares, but the environmental microbes associated with childcares have yet to be fully elucidated. Here we collaborate with two Harvard-affiliated childcare centers to collect 50 children nasal and oral microbiome samples and hundreds of environmental samples from childcare indoor and outdoor surroundings. This study focuses on aspects of microbial ecology omitted by prior experiments, particularly viability and microbial molecular functions, as well as full-length ITS amplicon-based fungal identification. Pairing with host nasal and oral microbiome samples provided by children occupying these centers, we will also integrate host-contributed strains with those already environmentally resident. The first component of the study is to characterize viable microbial communities in the childcare environments. As we know, the functions of a microbial community are defined by the biochemically active, or the so-called viable microbes. And therefore, the determination of microbial viability is essential for understanding indoor microbial impacts on occupant health. However, it still remains challenging to differentiate viable microbes that are often outnumbered by their dead counterparts in anthropogenic environments due to its unusual chemical makeup. Current microbial community survey methods, including amplicon and shotgun metagenomic sequencing, fail to differentiate between viable and non-viable microbial community members, and previous evaluations of propedium monozyte treatment and 16S RNA transcript-based amplicon sequencing proved to function well in low-complexity communities, but poorly quantified viable microbes in realistically complex community samples. Given these results, here we apply shotgun metatranscriptomic sequencing approaches to microbial community viability assessment. Specifically, we are developing and validating a protocol of high-throughput metatranscriptomics for low-biomass environmental microbial communities, in which we're evaluating different methods of extracting and purifying microbial RNA and effectively depleting ribosomal RNA, which accounts for 80 to 90% of total RNA in low-biomass samples. We first validate on synthetic mixtures of living and heat-killed E. coli and S. sanguinis in known proportions, and next evaluates the effects of biomass and sample diversity on the mRNA yield by testing communities of variable biomass and spike them with known concentrations of viable and heat-killed E. coli. The second component of the study is to identify indoor fungal communities with higher resolution using full-length ITS amplicon sequencing. The full ITS region ranges from 500 to 1200 base pairs, which cannot be sequenced as a single DNA fragment using short read sequencing. Because of this, fungal community studies mostly use only ITS subregions, either ITS1 or ITS2, but either of which alone can lead to sequence gaps and thus provide limited taxonomic and phylogenetic information for species discrimination and taxonomic assignment. Here we use third-generation circular consensus sequencing technology from Pacific Biosciences to amplify the full-length ITS marker gene and several flanking RNA subunit regions simultaneously. This enables to focus on variable regions for species-level identification and conserved regions for phylogeny and higher-level identification. This will also involve leveraging existing ITS databases and assignment methods to improve the curation of full-length ITS reference database and accurate taxonomic assignment.